now, your sports update with sports director Gary Lee.
It's time to take a look at sports. It was game two of a three-game series last night with the Cardinals and the Tampa Bay Rays. With more on the Cardinals game last night, here's your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney, and the Cardinals dropped a two-run game on Tuesday night, but rebounded with a two-run victory last night, 6-4.
A lot of good things in the game. Paul Goldschmidt really got the most important hit, a two-run single. Dakota Hudson started the game, went five innings, gave his team a chance to win, gave up a couple of home runs, but kept the game very close. He picked up the victory. Cardinals bullpen also outstanding. JoJo Romero and Giovanni Gallegos, very good in the eighth and ninth.
Jose Siri, the former Astro, hit the two home runs for the Rays off Dakota Hudson. They also got a home run from Wander Franco. The Cardinals got a home run from their DH, Lars Nootbaar, in the seventh inning. That gave the Cardinals six runs and a little more breathing room.
And now it's up to Matthew Liberatore today to pitch well against his former team.
Liberatore will be going up against a right-hander, and that is Zach Littell. We're on the air at 4:45. Ricky will have the lineups at 5:30, and I'll bring you the first pitch at 5:40 as the Cardinals go for the series win at Tampa Bay.
Game three is tonight with the Rays and the Cardinals. Catch it all on KUKU 100.3 and News Talk Radio KWPM 1450 AM. Mark your calendars for Saturday, August 12th. That's this Saturday for the 2023 MSU West Plains Grizzly Volleyball Alumni Game, and it will get underway at 3 p.m. at the West Plains Civic Center. We're excited to see you at the West Plains Civic Center and introduce you to the 2023-24 Grizzly Volleyball Team. And at 1 o'clock, you'll be able to get your first look at the 23 West Plains Lady Zizzer Volleyball Team as they have a little inter-squad scrimmage before the Grizzly Alumni Game. Sign up for the Thomas F. Baino Municipal Golf Course Greenskeeper Revenge Tournament. It's going to be held this Saturday. It's an 18-hole, two-person scramble, $100 per team. You can sign up at the golf course or call 417-469-1214. All proceeds go towards the new cart shed fund. Well, more of our high school football preview with area teams this season. It's getting closer, and we take a look at the West Plains Zizzer and second year at the helm of Zizzer football. Head coach Joel Wyatt talks about this past offseason.
Know what to expect from me since we've been together for 13 games and an entire season. So, you know, they know my expectations. They know what I tolerate and what I do not tolerate. And so I think we've got a really good buy-in, and you know, we had a good off season in the weight room. A lot of kids with some significant gains in all three of their lifts. And just had a great summer. And I'm really, really excited about this football team.
The Zizzers will be replacing their quarterback due to graduation, along with other rock-solid Zizzer graduates. But Coach Wyatt talks about this year's QB.
But Isaiah's had a great off season, great summer. You know, he went up there to Warrensburg, and you know, I'm going to say he was probably like 20 to 25 touchdown passes, one interception. And then we go to Evangel, and same thing. You know, he just threw one pick, but had a really good day, really accurate on the deep ball. Aiden and I had built a good trust, and he figured out the offense a little bit more as the season went. And so, you know, I think Isaiah is way ahead of that just because he's had a full year of it under his belt.
West Plains will play in the Fairgrove Jamboree on the 18th and open this season at Bolivar on the 25th. You'll be able to catch all of the Zizzers on Hot Country KDY and live video streamed at OzarkRadioNews.com. That's Check of Sports. I'm Gary Lee.